I'm glad I talked to the new kid at school. Hanoel is my best friend now, and I've learned a lot from him.
If you want a friend, you have to be a friend first. Hi, and thanks for listening to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. When I was in high school, I had a really good friend named Marty. We were close friends because we liked the same sports, TV shows, and going to church stuff together. Plus, we could always just sit around and talk. Proverbs 11:25 says, "A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed." Now, our story today, it's entitled, A New Friend. Juan noticed a boy sitting by himself in the school cafeteria. He's new here and he must be lonely, Juan thought, remembering how he had felt when he was the new kid at school the year before. When Juan finished eating his lunch and was ready to go outside for recess with his friends, he stopped at the door. "I'm going back to talk to that kid," he decided. Juan slid onto the bench across from the boy. "Hi," he said. "I'm Juan. What's your name?" "My name is Hanuel," replied the boy. "Where are you from?" asked Juan. "South Korea," Hanuel answered. "Want to play ball with us?" Juan asked. Hanuel nodded enthusiastically. Juan wasn't sure what made him do it, but as they left to go home after school, he invited Hanuel to come over to his house. Hanuel looked pleased, and they both checked to make sure it was okay with their parents. Hanging out with Hanuel turned out to be more fun than Juan expected. The boys played basketball and ping pong and built a fort in the basement. Soon, Juan and Hanuel became good friends. Their families also met each other, and the boys often visited each other's houses. At Hanuel's house, Juan was served Korean food and learned to eat with chopsticks. He also learned some fascinating things about Korean culture. "I'm so glad I decided to talk to Hanuel when he first came to our school," Juan told his dad one day. "Every time I go to his house, I feel like I'm taking a trip to South Korea." "Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed," Dad said with a smile. "What does that mean?" said Juan. "It's from the Bible, and it means that generosity works like a boomerang. When we give to others out of what God has given to us, God blesses us for it," Dad explained. "You were willing to give your time and attention to Hanuel when he was new and didn't know anyone, and you're receiving a special blessing in return, knowledge about another culture and a true friend." Dad smiled at Juan. "Through Jesus, we have God's love in our hearts, and when we share that love with others by showing them kindness, God often blesses those relationships and helps them grow stronger." Well, what about you? Have you found that treating others well helps you make friends and develop good relationships? Maybe it doesn't always seem that way. But when you treat others with the love and kindness God has shown you, most people will likely respond in a good way. Keep sharing God's love with others and trust Him to bless those interactions and help them grow into beautiful relationships. Our key verse today is found in the Proverbs chapter 11, verse 25.
A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed.
And our key thought for today, share God's love with others. It's true that life can get pretty busy sometimes, right? That's why you can take the Keys for Kids stories with you on the go with the Keys for Kids mobile app. That way you can listen in the car when you're on your way to school or take time to learn more about God when you're going to soccer practice. You can read the story along with me every day on your favorite smartphone or tablet. Get your parents' help and search your app store for Keys for Kids. Well, as always, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids today, and do me a favor. Share Keys for Kids with a friend, and then both come back tomorrow. We'll see you then.